Serving West and Southwest Michigan, WGVU Public Media's mission. We connect to our community by using the strengths of public media to, as I mentioned, educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. We provide equitable access to educational opportunities, resources, and tools to kids, families, and educators. Our WGVU Education Coordinator, Kristen Bomberg, is here to share more about, well, our education program, WGVU's education program. So we'll ask about where to turn after our conversation. Kristen, I'm glad you're here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's important to toot our own horn that we are out and about educating the community stronger, even more with your leadership. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my professional experience has centered around working with children and families, particularly those impacted by social determinants of health. I taught for 8 years in a classroom and am also a proud mom to 4 amazing kids. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
I love what I do here at WGVU, and my work is focused on engaging and supporting the community around the educational needs of children from early childhood on. I work in collaboration with many community organizations on education-related projects and initiatives. And at WGVU right now, we're focused on sharing access to opportunities, resources, and tools with the children, families, and educators in our community because we want to further the success of the communities in which we serve.
Awesome. All right, let's move into PBS Kids. Would you tell us more about this?
Yeah. Equitable access is a priority for both PBS and WGVU, and PBS is available in 97% of U.S. households. Mm. So nationally, PBS Kids broadcast programs reach about 10 million children between the ages of 2 and 8. Mm. The PBS Kids video app sees about 2.7 million unique visitors a month, and PBSKids.org sees 7.3 million unique visitors per month. That's a lot of children. And it's all free, absolutely free. And PBS Kids stands out because every PBS Kids content is deliberately created and developed. PBS uses a whole child approach, and all PBS Kids content creation involves child development and education experts. So social and emotional development will be at the center of all PBS Kids content, and then skills such as communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity are woven into the core content areas of math, science, the arts, literacy, or social studies. So the process is really quite amazing.
What's available, Kristen, for parents?
PBS Kids content features characters that are relatable, great stories, real-world takeaways, and smart, funny humor. And I think that plays a role in why many parents are already viewing and interacting with PBS content with their children. So to support parents in further involvement, PBS Parents is a free online resource with activities, games, parenting tips, and ideas for integrating PBS Kids resources into their child's learning. Life is busy, so an easy way to keep up is to sign up for the PBS Parents newsletter.
Nice. How about educators?
And of course, we definitely can't forget educators. PBS Learning Media is a free online digital platform filled with trusted content from PBS and its partners. All of the content on PBS Learning Media is state and national standards aligned and is for pre-K to high school. It covers all subject areas and there are no ads. It's a great tool for both classrooms and at home. And listeners should definitely check out the local piece on primary sources that WGVU did with the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation last year.
Cool. Let's zone in on what's happening locally with WGVU Education.
Locally, we have contests that we run every year. This year, they were open to pre-K to grade 12. Currently still running is our Cool Teacher Contest. And these are phenomenal teachers nominated by a student. And visiting these classrooms is honestly one of the best parts of my job. This year's visits can be viewed on the Cool Teacher page. And backed by popular demand, WGVU's PBS Ed Camp will be on June 15th. It's an amazing free unconference focused on early childhood to grade 3 for educators, parents, providers, caregivers, and professionals. And registration is now open.
Kristen Bomberg with us, education coordinator right here on the campus of WGVU Public Media. How can everybody support WGVU's work. We've kind of been talking about it for the last hour and a half, but how about the educational work? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think the ways in which we're using media has shifted considerably, and with so many choices, it can be overwhelming. Parents and teachers are looking for safe sources of quality educational content, and WGVU brings trusted PBS and NPR content into our communities each day. For kids, we provide age-appropriate, award-winning educational content across all of our platforms. It's so important to keep WGVU's education program moving forward, and our program is made possible through community support. We are truly grateful. Our sponsors, donors, and community partners play a significant role in helping us get our programs and resources into the community to more directly serve and support children and families and educators.
Awesome. Well, we are speaking with you and the experts in our own backyard, our By Leaps and Bounds, WGVU's education program, today's topic. So, Kristen, how do we find out more information?
To learn more about WGVU's resources, contests, events, and all things education, visit wgvu.org/education-kids, and you can also follow WGVU Education on Twitter.
You can practice on your own kids, can't you? That's what makes you good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you, Shelley.